Feingold says his 1992 pledge to get a majority of his campaign contributions from Wisconsin made sense at the time, but the Supreme Court's Citizens United campaign finance decision completely changed the game. He pushed back on criticism from his opponent, Republican Senator Ron Johnson, that he's not following the pledge for this election, saying it has no relationship to reality anymore.
So the idea that somebody whose ads are actually being paid for now by the Koch brothers and these hidden groups would be complaining about the fact that I'm not going to have a rule that has no relationship to reality now is a little amusing.
Feingold also said despite not following the former pledge, he still has more Wisconsin donors than Johnson. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.